In a classroom.
Oh boy, only one more minute until Christmas vacation starts. And the teacher hasn't given us any assignments over the holidays. Oh no!
With a pained expression, Charlie Brown holds his head.
I can't believe it!
Outside, he walks with Linus.
I've just had my whole vacation ruined, Linus. We're supposed to read War and Peace by Leo Tolstoy, and then write a book report about it. What a way to ruin a vacation.
Linus sees Lucy chatting with a friend. He throws a snowball and misses, hitting a tree. Scowling, Lucy gathers up snow into the size of a bowling ball. She takes aim and rolls it toward Charlie Brown and Linus, knocking them off their feet. A title appears, Happy New Year, Charlie Brown. Created by Charles M. Schulz, this film is dedicated to the memory of Bernie Groover. Executive producer Lee Mendelson, produced by Bill Melendez. Directed by Bill Melendez and Sam James. Charlie sits reading.
How are you doing with War and Peace, Charlie Brown? I just finished reading The Dust Jacket.
Many is the book report that has been written by just reading The Dust Jacket.
But it's such a long book, Linus. Look, it's 1,136 pages long. I bet it weighs more than I do.
When Leo Tolstoy was writing War and Peace, his wife Sonia copied it for him 7 times. And she did it by candlelight. And with a dip pen. And sometimes she had to use a magnifying glass to make out what he had written.
Linus, I really had to do it after their child had been put to bed. And the servants had gone to their garrets and it was quiet in the house.
Just think, Charlie Brown, she wrote the book 7 times with a dip pen. And you're telling me you can't even read it once?
Charlie puts the book down and walks past Linus to the phone.
Hello?
Hiya, Chuck. This is Peppermint Patty.
Oh, hi.
Great news, Chuck. Marcy and I are gonna throw a New Year's party. You know, ring out the old and bring in the new.
Well, I don't think I can...
It's gonna be great, Chuck. Games and dancing and everything.
But I don't dance. And besides, I have to read War and Peace.
This is your chance to ask the girl of your choice, Chuck. And I guess we know who that will be. Huh, Chuck, you sly dog?
But you don't understand. Like I said, I can't do anything over vacation because...
I know you're a little nervous, Chuck. Being at your first real date. Call me later, Chuck. Boy, we were just with Marcy. There's gonna be a great New Year's party. It's boy ask girl. And I just know my sweet baboo will ask me. I am not your sweet baboo. And I wouldn't invite you to a chicken race. Isn't he the cutest thing?
And I expect a certain piano player to ask me.
But I've got this book report to do.
I'm enrolling us in a dance class. A New Year's party is not a party without lots of dancing.
Later, outside.
I'll never be able to read that book, Linus.
They enter a store selling records and books.
What are you going to do, Charlie Brown?
Pardon me, but do you have a comic book called War and Peace? No. Do you have a record of War and Peace? No. How about a tape or a cassette? No? Well, thanks anyway. How about a computer game about War and Peace? No?
They leave the store.
You didn't ask about film strips, Charlie Brown.
Linus waits on the sidewalk while Charlie goes back inside and comes out again.
No, they don't have it on film strips either.
Charlie enters his house, hangs up his hat and coat, and climbs onto an armchair with his copy of War and Peace. opens the book.
Well, Prince, Genoa and Lucca are now no more than private estates of the Bonaparte family. No, I warn you that if you do not tell me we are at war, if you again allow yourself to palliate all the infamies and atrocities...
He looks up from the book.
Well, here I am, reading War and Peace, and everybody else is at dance class having fun. Maybe I should go over to the class and just look in, see what they're all doing.
He puts the book inside a satchel, pulls it onto his back, and falls over. Later, he emerges from his house, pulling the book along on a cart behind him. He arrives at a building bearing posters reading Ace Dance Studio and Learn to Dance. Grimacing, he lugs the cart up a flight of stairs and arrives at the studio where Peppermint Patty dances with other kids. Charlie sits on a bench and takes out his book. Peppermint Patty approaches.
Come on, Chuck. We're learning the foxtrot.
But I have to read my book.
Marcy plays a record. Patty grabs Charlie's hands as she leads him in a dance.
Slow, slow, quick, quick, move across the floor.
Charlie follows along awkwardly.
I'm only on page 5 of my book.
Shoulders back, stomach in, take a deep breath, now let's begin again.
He stumbles and steps on Patty's toes.
Quick, quick, it's really lots of fun, just follow the footprints on the floor, and you move as one.
Charlie smiles as he begins to dance smoothly. Sally partners with Linus and Lucy with Schroeder. Snoopy smiles dancing with Marcy and the yellow birds hop around.
Slow, slow, quick, quick. Just think of Fred Astaire. Once you get the feeling, you'll be flying through the air. Now just relax, glide along. Keep the rhythm of the song. Slow, slow, quick, quick. Slow, slow, quick, quick. Slow, slow, quick, quick. Slow, slow, quick, quick. Slow, slow,
sweating,
quick,
Charlie
quick,
struggles
slow,
to dance
quick,
faster. Patty spins him. He backs up and trips over his book.
Good grief.
At home, he reads on an armchair.
He spoke in that elaborately choice French in which our forefathers not only spoke but thought, and with those slow, patronizing intonations peculiar to a man of importance who has grown old in court society. He went up to Anna Pavlovna, kissed her hand, presenting her with a...
Sally appears.
I wonder when my sweet Babu is going to ask me to the party.
I am not your sweet Babu! And I wouldn't invite you to a garage sale!
Isn't he the cutest thing?
Later, Lucy and Linus blow up yellow, red, blue, and green balloons. Rerun grabs a balloon and blows it into the shape of a cube. Lucy and Linus stare.
Rerun, you must be doing something wrong.
Balloons are supposed to be round, not square. You must be blowing air into the wrong places. Here, try it again.
Rerun blows another cube-shaped balloon.
You blow up a balloon this way.
Linus demonstrates.
Okay, now let's see you do it.
He lets the air out.
Try blowing slower. Now you're getting it.
Rerun's balloon starts round and becomes a cube.
Here, I've got another tight balloon. Watch.
Linus blows a balloon shaped like a row of spheres and deflates it.
Now you try it.
Rerun blows into the balloon and it becomes an elongated cube. Linus walks away. Elsewhere, Schroeder plays the piano with Lucy lounging back against it.
Well, are you taking me to the party or not?
Musicians don't dance. Anyway, I'll be playing the piano at the party.
He smiles.
I don't mind the rejection. It's the smile that bugs me.
Later.
If you don't ask me to the party, I'll just go with someone else.
Good. Go with someone else.
Charlie reads.
Anna Pavlovna's drawing room gradually began to fill. The people of the highest distinction in Petersburg were there. People very different in ages and characters.
Charlie puts down his book and goes to the phone.
Hello?
Hiya, Chuck. This is Peppermint Patty. You thought any more about who you're inviting to the party, Chuck?
No, I haven't thought about that. I'm reading War and Peace.
Aha! I knew it would be me!
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm only on page 5 of my book.
Come on, Chuck. Remember, you have to invite somebody.
Well, I suppose you're right. I wonder if that little red-haired girl would go with me.
What?
Do you think she would?
So long forever, Chuck.
Charlie and Linus walk.
I've written an invitation to the little red-haired girl. I was afraid to call her. It's too late to mail it, so I thought I'd take it to her house. But I'm worried.
Why? All you have to do is slip the letter into the mail slot in the front door of the house.
But what if my hand gets caught in the mail slot?
That's ridiculous, Charlie Brown.
Well then, what if my hand gets caught in the mail slot, and while I'm hanging there, someone opens the door?
Charlie Brown, you worry about the most impossible things.
They arrive at a house. Charlie slips his letter through the mail slot, and his hand gets stuck. He struggles and crashes into the door, throwing it open.
Hello? Hello? Heather, are you home? I've come to invite you to a New Year's party. I mean, if you don't have anything else to do, would you like to come? I could either pick you up or meet you there. If I ever get my hand out of this mailbox, I can't stand it. I just can't stand it.
Later, Snoopy, dressed in a tailcoat and top hat, checks his reflection. He adjusts his bow tie and hands Woodstock a tiny matching outfit. Snoopy twirls a party toy. Woodstock blows a party horn and gets entangled in the rolled-up tube. Snoopy frees him and puts party hats on both of them. Elsewhere, Charlie lies in bed staring off.
Tomorrow night's party. The little red-haired girl never answered my letter.
He pulls up the covers and turns onto his side.
What a way to start a new year. Tomorrow night, millions of people will be going to parties and dressing up. Some are even ready a day ahead of time.
Outside his window, Snoopy and Woodstock tip their hats at him. At the party, Schroeder plays piano with Franklin on guitar and Pigpen on bass. Snoopy blows a trumpet. All the kids dance in pairs.
It's too bad Charles couldn't come to the party, sir.
I couldn't care less, Marcy.
It's too bad he had to write that report.
Okay, everybody, it's time to play musical chairs.
Hi, can I come in?
I thought you had a study.
Well, I thought I could read some of it here.
Come on, Chuck, admit it, you sly dog. You wanted to start the new year with me.
Well, I was kind of hoping the little red-haired girl would show up.
Chuck, you drive me crazy.
Come on, sir. Everybody is ready for musical chairs.
Okay, let's get started.
Can I play?
Patty scowls.
Oh, I guess so, Chuck. Come on.
They put together a few chairs and begin the game.
Hey, it's time for musical chairs. Come on, let's go. Set up the chairs.
Charlie gets eliminated first.
You can't be standing there if you want to be a winner at musical chairs. Now we take away a chair while you're running around. Don't let the kid in front of you get you down. Just listen to the rhythm now. Don't miss the beat, because you don't want to be the only one without a seat. Because when the music stops,
Marcy is eliminated.
You can't be standing there if you want to be a winner at musical chairs. Now it's the moment of truth, it's getting down the wire. You're burning up inside with musical fire. You hover around each corner of the precious scene, waiting for the moment you can get off your feet. Cause when the music stops,
Patty is quickest to the last remaining chair, and Charlie Brown lands on her lap. He slinks off, blushing. Snoopy gives Patty a first place ribbon and a kiss on the cheek. Later, Lucy pours a drink.
Come on, Charlie Brown. It's almost midnight. I'll pour you a root beer.
Thank you, Lucy. I've decided next year I'm going to be a changed person.
Oh, be serious, Charlie Brown.
No, I mean it. I'm going to be strong and firm.
Forget it, Charlie Brown. You'll always be wishy-washy.
Why can't I change just a little bit? I've got it. I'll be wishy one day, washy the next.
Snippy sniffs Lucy's glass.
You will never... You sniffed in my root beer! Your stupid beagle sniffed in my root beer! Look at that! I'll bet it's full of dog germs! Where are my binoculars?
She studies the drink through her binoculars.
Aha! I thought so! You see? It's filled with dog germs!
She storms off.
There's one thing you should never do. Never sniff at someone's root beer.
Snoopy rolls his eyes. Later, Charlie carries his book across the living room past mingling kids.
Hey, Chuck, wait for me!
Charlie sits down on a bench on the back porch. Patty joins him.
Hey, Chuck, that was a sly move on your part. You know, to get us out here alone on New Year's Eve.
Huh?
Yep, we might end up ushering in the new year together. I bet you'd like that, eh, Chuck? It's been a great year, Chuck. You'll have to admit that. What do you think, Chuck, would be good rules for living in the new year?
Keep the ball low. Don't leave your crayons in the sun. Use dental floss every day. Don't spill the shoe polish. Always knock before entering. Don't let the ants get in the sugar.
Never volunteer to be a program chairman. Always get your first serve in. And feed your dog whenever he's hungry.
Will those rules give me a better life, Chuck?
A better life and a fat dog.
Snoopy licks his plate clean.
Have you made any New Year's resolutions, Chuck?
Yes. You know how I always dread the whole year? Well, this time I'm only going to dread one day at a time.
Now Snoopy turns on the TV to a broadcast of the ball drop.
Hey, come on, it's almost midnight.
Grab your partners, everybody!
Snoopy runs outside and offers Patty his arm.
You're weird, Chuck.
They head inside and Charlie returns to his book.
But alike in the set in which they moved, the daughter of Prince Vasily, the beauty, Ellen, came to fetch her father and go with him to the ambassador's feet. She was wearing a ball dress with an imperial badge on it. The young Princess Bolkonsky was there, celebrated as the most seductive woman in Petersburg. She had been married the previous winter and was not now going out into the great world on account of her interesting condition.
His eyes droop.
But was still to be seen at small parties. Prince Ippolit, the son of Prince Vasily, came too with Morton Mart, whom he introduced.
It begins snowing, and Charlie falls asleep. Inside, Sally and Linus clink their glasses and sip root beer. Linus hands Sally his glass and answers the door.
Oh,
please come in. Charlie Brown told me he had invited you to the party. I don't know where Charlie Brown is right now, but would you like to dance?
Heather smiles, blushing. Later, the clock ticks closer to midnight.
Chuck, where are you? It's just a few seconds before midnight. Chuck, Chuck!
Charlie lies sleeping on the bench as midnight strikes. The kids hop around, smiling as balloons drop from the ceiling. Later.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne? And days of old lang syne, my dear, and days of old lang syne. We'll take a cup of kindness yet for the sake of old.
Charlie wakes up and heads inside with his book.
Chuck, how could you do this to me? When midnight came along, I was the only one standing all alone.
Big brother, my sweet baboo didn't dance with me at midnight. And do you know why?
Because
he danced with your friend, the little red-haired girl.
He did what?
Gee, Charlie Brown, I didn't know where you went. But, well, your friend is sure a good dancer.
You mean she was here? The little red-haired girl was here? And I missed her?
He opens the front door and stares out with a pained expression. Marcy approaches and kisses his cheek.
Happy New Year, Charles.
The birds each carry a sign that reads New, Happy, and Year. Snoopy growls, and they fall into order, reading Happy New Year. Later, Linus waits outside in the snow.
Hurry up, Charlie Brown. We'll be late for school.
Charlie yawns with tired eyes.
Did you finish War and Peace, Charlie Brown?
I finished at 3 o'clock this morning.
How did you like it, Charlie Brown?
I don't remember a thing.
In the classroom.
Did you turn in your report?
Yes.
What did the teacher say about it? What grade did you get?
A D minus, the lowest grade without failing.
Gee, I'm sorry, Charlie Brown.
The teacher said it looked like the sort of report that was written after midnight on the last day of Christmas vacation.
What did you say?
What could I say? I congratulated her on her remarkable insight.
Did you see what our next assignment is?
No. What is it?
To read Crime and Punishment by Dostoevsky.
Charlie slumps to the floor.
Happy New Year, Charlie Brown.
Credits appear. Written by Charles M. Schulz. Music by Desiree Goyette and Ed Bogus. Credits continue. A Lee Mendelson, Bill Melendez production in association with Charles M. Schulz Creative Associates and United Media Productions. Words appear, the end. A title appears, Happy New Year, Charlie Brown. Copyright 1985, United Feature Syndicate Incorporated.